T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back. Marks and Race. Text line coming up here in about 10 minutes. Your last chance to get in, either by voting at Marks Reese WIP or calling and nominating a caller to be the first contestant in the Marks and Reese Fantasy Football League. Segment sponsor here. It's brought to you by Comcast Xfinity. The segment sponsored by Comcast Xfinity. The Phils tonight, day off, and then the caller before mentioned it, Ike. So you have three against the Marlins, and then you're at New York this weekend for three against the Mets. Mm-hmm. So three Marlins at the Mets, that's big. Come home, go to Cincinnati, three at the Reds, and then you come home for eight games, four against the Mets, four against the Reds. So I can't wait for this weekend up in New York. I hope the Phils are ready, right? Mets are a good team. Mets are a talented team. I feel like they haven't played in a while, Jack. Phillies and the Mets?
Yeah. Oh, they haven't. I mean, the Mets was beating our back end.
Early.
Yes, early.
Well, remember, that was a series that they decided to fire Joe Girardi, and then the Giants came to town, but they didn't want to fire him.
Right, with Gabe.
Yeah.
No, you're right. That was it.
Well, there you go. So, big week. The Marlins don't like the matchup tomorrow, but you know, Kyle Gibson was very good. He's going Thursday. That's a day game. Syndergaard, Wheeler. Wheeler starts tonight. Syndergaard going tomorrow night. And then four against the Mets. All right, let's get a couple phone calls in here. Oh, look, Wanda in Sicklerville's on the line. Wanda was in the league a second time she was in the league. Mm-hmm. Last year she was in the league. Wanda.
Hi, John. How are you? Hi, Ike.
What's
up, Miss Wanda? How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. I wasn't going to call. I was just going to listen, but all this fantasy talk compelled me to call you guys.
It's when we normally hear from you.
Yeah. Well, and I spoke to Ike about that. I'm a football fan. I listen to you guys all year, but I don't really have anything to say about the Sixers and the Phillies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, but the first thing I wanted to tell you is last week I heard you, and you said something about me and Chuck, and I just want to set the record straight. My first year in, I did win one game, okay?
Yep.
I didn't do like Chuck did. I won one.
Because he's a punk.
And here's the other reason I'm calling.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to try to get in the fantasy league this year, but if Chuck wins this contest you have in a day, are you letting him back in?
Yeah, we would have to.
So if you have more contests and more ways to get in, I can get in even though I've been in twice?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, you're always eligible for being one of our female nominees.
Which we will do again this year,
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because I didn't think that I could, and nobody wants to win more than I do.
Oh, we know that. And Wanda's story, if you don't know it, she was working at Atlantic City Casinos, and many years ago, she was one of the early fantasy football players, and she was beating all the men, all the other dealers down there in AC.
Yes, me and my partner, we broke the female glass ceiling.
Mm.
So, you know, I listen every day. I listen every day when I hear something that speaks to me, that makes me think I might have a chance to get in. I'm coming back.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Wanda.
Am I going to see you Friday?
What, at the draft?
At the game.
No, I don't go to preseason games. I don't go until it counts.
Oh, okay.
That's why highlight all the preseason and the training camp stuff. I just tune all that out. Uh-huh. I tune it all out.
Appreciate that.
I do. Well, because you can't. Can you really tell what's going to happen in the real
season? No, you really can't. And I understand. Right. You don't have time to be getting all worked up and riled up over practice and preseason.
She's all about business.
Exactly. Yes.
Talk to me in September.
When the game really counts.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep listening, and hopefully I'll get back in.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Wanda. Appreciate it.
Wanda.
Now, we also know Wanda, very impressed with Jack Fritz. I was a big fan of Jack, if my memory serves me correct.
Who's Jack Fritz?
Yeah.
I know. She was smitten.
She was smitten with Jack,
I think that's why she wants to get back in the league, honestly.
Might be.
Another chance to see you?
Might be. Hey, you never know.
First preseason game is Friday night here on WIP. First, it's a home game, so that means the pregame show.
That's our only home game in the preseason.
That's right.
Yes.
Because you get the extra regular season game this year. There you go. All right, JB in Chestnut Hill. JB, a notable caller, but he doesn't call as many. Yeah, you know, he's a semi-regular caller. JB, what's up, buddy?
What's up, pal? How are you, my friend?
What's going on?
I'm average. I think you maybe can set up some parameters to thin out your super callers to see if it's worthy for your league. Like, for example, let OG call in and be like, OG, wait. Give me two handcuffs for fantasy football this year. And if he doesn't know what a handcuff is,
he
doesn't want to get full on him, he gets out.
Right? He doesn't. Yeah, but it doesn't mean like it's almost like it's almost.
Just can't be throwing handcuff around everybody, man.
Yeah, no. But also, like, this is almost, it's the same philosophy as Jalen Hurts. Wade honestly believes that just put Jalen out there and he'll figure it out, right? Like, he may not be the most prolific passer or have the most velocity, but if you put him on the football field, he's a better football player than Pat Mahomes. That's what he believes. And I think he would have the same philosophy. Well, maybe it should, but I think he feels the same way about fantasy football, which is he may not know a lot about it now, but you give the football guy a chance, he'll win. I think we're going to crush him if he's in the league. That's
right.
What
I think it's kind of, that's like picking on somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. But yeah, like, I mean, I'll give you guys a free one. Like, Dontrelle Hilliard, right? He's a handcuff for Tennessee. If you guys are in your draft, someone's going to go fifth, sixth round. Derrick Henry has even so much of a neck. That guy's going to get a ton of carry, a ton of work. Things like that. Like, you can give them, like, I don't know, give them all a quiz. Who's going to have a breakout season? You know, who do you go after?
A fantasy football quiz. All right.
Yeah, I think.
You know what I mean? Like, kind of make them qualify for you.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, JB. Oh, who are you nominating, brother?
I'm actually going to nominate somebody on another show so you guys can have some, like, in-house crime. I think you put Joe DeCamera in there just to see if his smug self can go deep in the water with you two guys and the rest of the callers in the late afternoon to see if he can handle being in the league. I don't think he has one.
Who's my man?
Me!
So he actually...
We already have a league.
So it may be confusing for some. So there's a WIP league among the hosts of WIP.
Yeah.
And then we have a separate Marks and Reese league, which is with us and the callers.
Right.
So we are already in a league with Joe DeCamera. So we don't need him stinking up our league. I don't need it now. Like, this is
In the league with Joe DeCamera. Yeah, like, we don't need to make Joe DeCamera anymore. We don't need to promote Joe in everything we do.
No, less. We need to start promoting Joe less, not more.
Yes, and we're already in the league with him.
Damn right. Yeah, so that's a no. The offensive lineman up there in New York, Becton, seems like he's going to miss at least somewhat significant time with a knee injury. And so now Andre Diller's name is being mentioned out there because you have the Joe Douglas connection, and they're at need at tackle. I know they brought in Dwayne Brown, and they have some other in-house guys that they can also put in there. But
nobody wants Andre Diller.
Is that what it is?
Nobody
not other than anything other than like a fifth-round draft pick.
Not to be an actual starting. What do you want him to be? The blindside left tackle?
And that's the only position he can play.
For the Jets?
He can't even be a swing tackle because the right side is like right and left-handed. So
nobody wants Andre.
Would you do?
I'd be shocked if anybody wants Andre Diller. Guys and played. Well, he did play a few games last
year. Yeah, it's all right. Would you take a mid to late round, like a conditional, maybe a sixth that turns into a fifth or something like that for him?
If you're the Eagles?
Yeah.
No.
So more value to keep him as a backup left tackle.
Yeah. What if my tackle gets injured?
Right.
Linemen get injured all the time too. So Yeah, I mean, unless somebody is offering you something that you just didn't expect to get for Andre Dillard, that's the way I'd look at Jalen Reagor, too. Like, if this team didn't have high expectations, then you can look to trade guys. This team has high expectations. So you just can't get rid of guys for future draft picks and deplete your depth on the team.
Yeah, I'd rather have the guys.
We're trying to win games here this year.
And with Jalen Reagor, too, I think it was Matt Lombardo had – was that right, Jack? Had reported that the Broncos were showing some interest in Jalen Reagor.
They lost Tim Patrick.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they have a need.
Sure.
I mean, do they have interest in taking the Eagles' salary off their hands and giving them a late conditional draft pick? I would rather have Jalen – I'd rather have Jalen Reagor than a fourth. Right, like I'm not expecting him to have this breakout season where he becomes a Pro Bowler, but I think he can be an important part of the team, especially if somebody goes down. I'd rather have any type of upside I feel like Reagor can give you at this point. He's looked good in camp too, so I don't know. Justin in Tennessee, hang on a second, because if you have those old drafty windows and doors, and your home is hot or your electric bills are high, I suggest you go Guida and finally replace your old drafty, inefficient windows and doors with my good friends at Guida Door and Window. Right now, Guida is offering their best discounts of the year with their big 40% off summer sales event on all expertly installed windows and doors. You'll receive 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane window and 40% off any door. That includes insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, get your project started today with no money down and then pay it off interest-free for up to 12 full months. All prior sales are excluded. Minimum purchase required. Don't let these big discounts pass you by. Go Guida today to take advantage of these limited-time savings by calling to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, GUIDA.com. Justin in Tennessee. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Feller, how are you, Justin?
What's up, Justin?
You feeling better today, Johnny?
I'm feeling much better. Yes, the kids are still sick at home, so we're hoping it's just, nothing COVID-related, but it seems so far so good with it.
That's good, man. I hope y'all get through it pretty good.
We're
it
good, brother.
Sucks when your kids are sick, man.
Yeah, they're all right. They're feeling better today. So,
okay. Who was the lady that called and nominated me, Miss K? Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate it. but as far as nominations, I think you need to go to look at people who. I'm not saying they can't call other shows because I have, but when I do call other shows, I'm just trying to win a good prize, like when they're giving away a Kelce jersey or something like that.
Yeah, so I've heard you on the morning show. It's not as free-flowing as when you call into us and we have the introduction and everything else and the outro as well.
If I'm calling, I'm trying to win something, boys. I'm being honest with you. You guys and Go Birds are the only ones I call consistently, but if they're giving away a good prize, yeah, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring for one of them prizes.
So, Ike, do we have to have Justin state his number one show on WIP, or are we okay with him? Because Elliot always claims him whenever Elliot talks about Justin. So, I mean, like, Jack, do we need to know who the number one is?
Mm. Well, if you can take not being the number one show.
That's the risk here.
Yeah,
it would be an ego blow losing to the AAA show on Saturday.
All right, so then don't ask him to pick then.
Yeah, I ain't picking, man. Y'all, I ain't picking. I wouldn't hurt nobody's feelings.
There you go, Justin.
Well, that is an answer for me, Justin.
That's all you need to know.
I wouldn't hurt Elliot or Jack, and I wouldn't hurt you three boys for all the money in the world, boys. Mm-hmm. I love y'all to death. I do. But as far as callers, man, who's in the lead? Is it OG Wade or is it Mad Mike right now? Mm.
Well, with callers, it's OG Wade.
Oh, yeah, with the callers, it's OG Wade, yes.
Not on Twitter. It's
yeah. I know it ain't on Twitter. Chuck's running away with it.
He is.
Chuck's running away with it on Twitter.
Doc Rivers is an ass.
When you talk about people that know football, man, I like Mad Mike, man. He comes in hard and strong. He's stuck with his thing, and I've said it before, man. OG's kind of part of the reason that's kind of turned me on Jalen, because he just doesn't see the negatives. And anybody that looks and says Jalen Hurts is a better football player than Patrick Mahomes, I mean, how much water can that bucket flood him?
Well, he did make a compelling case when I questioned him on it.
He did. did. He did. But, I mean, still yet, man. You just, that's just
no one believed it, but he's trying to say that, yeah, just as an overall football player.
Yeah, that wasn't really a compelling case to me.
Well, he tried. Yes,
he tried. Yes. He gave it his best shot. But, I mean, that's like a five-gallon bucket I've shot with a shotgun out here. That thing's going to have 50-something holes in it, man. But I like Mad Mike. I mean, he about beat me for the title 2 years ago when I won it. If it wasn't for Alvin Kamara, he would have beat me that year.
Wow, a vote for Mad Mike.
So I think give Mad Mike a shot because, like I said, it was me and him for the title 2 years ago, and my Tennessee boy Alvin Kamara pulled me out. But been a very entertaining show today, guys. Love it as usual. I love you guys. I mean, I'm going to get out there and let you go.
See you, buddy.
All right, brother.
Justin just
love
voted.
You, Justin.
He just voted the number one show. His number one show, Go Birds. Is what happened on that call.
Jack, it felt like it, yeah.
Jack, do you agree? Because it'd be easy to say, well, of course I'm a Marcus
Maurice. Yeah.
You guys are trying to get him to be against the Goldbergs. Knock it off, man. The guy's a nice guy. He doesn't want to offend anybody.
You're right. You're right.
He's a nice guy. He doesn't want to offend anybody.
When I didn't want to have a commitment in my personal life, right, where I wouldn't choose one, you know what I mean? But at some point, you have to choose who your favorite is. That's all I'm saying.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Jack?
See, what it does, it makes us sound like we're a little bit insecure about the Goldbergs podcast.
Punching down?
But it's more about Elliot because Elliot's always being like, he's our caller.
And it's See, that's when you got to say, listen, Elliot's nice, it's cute, he's, you know, he got a little Go Bird podcast.
You pat
on
him
Saturday.
On the head.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you're not supposed to actually buck up and say, I'll fight you over it. It's supposed to be like, oh, that's nice and cute. Yeah.
This guy's trying to box the camera.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's like, you know, let's not rip on Seltzer and Elliot. They got a nice little show on the weekend. First of all, let me tell you what's going to start to happen with you two. Yeah. We're going to get a reputation for going after other shows around here and going after other people around here like we're filling ourselves around here. Like, that's what's going to happen.
Mm. No.
Okay.
No, I mean,
I'm already hearing that about half of this damn show anyway. I'm already hearing that some people here can't handle being noticed and being recognized.
Oh, didn't know that.
So I'm already hearing that.
All right.
Well, Joe in New Hope chimes in on the text line. He wants Justin to have a take. So the take man himself.
Justin does have takes. He doesn't have to call in and say Jalen Hurts is a bum. He said that Wade has kind of turned him off of Justin Hurts a little bit. Well, there you go. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line, which is sponsored by Bell Beverage. Football season has arrived. Stock up on craft, domestic, and special release beers for Philly's best selection at Bell Beverage. Online, bellbeverage.com. Text line, Jack. Text line.
Having a great day. Jody from Delilah's.
Yep. We were on the air at 2:02 today. It was Smack and Mac, Joe DeCamera and Jody Mac today, the midday show. And Joe was trying to sign off, and Jody, man, he loved working with Joe. Jody kept talking. But he said at the end of the show, he asked Joe to go watch horse racing with him, then go to the Phillies game, then go to Delilah's afterwards. And Joe nervously didn't answer it. All right, what's next?
Just got off the phone with my man Herb. We're going to run the ball and throw the ball. He's brilliant. Jerry, OXNARD.
OXNARD.
That was a good call.
Yeah, Herb was entertaining today.
Oh, man. For sure. Rare form today,
but he stood you up on Sunday night at the open practice.
Yes.
He was too dehydrated.
Thank God he stood me up.
I could totally see him hanging over a guardrail. Ike! All right, what's next?
Just save yourself some trouble. Record OG Wade once. Play it every day at 2:45 p.m. Oh, wait. Oh, maybe that's what you do. Tommy from Sea Isle.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen. When you're saying the same thing over and over and over again, I think he does a good job of switching it up. But ultimately, you're saying the same thing over and over again. So, all right, what's next?
Here's a crazy ESP-level take for you guys. If the defense is crazy good, like we all hope it is, and the offense is so-so, can we expect calls for JG to take over for Sirianni by the end of October? Mike in Birdsboro.
Happy
Monday.
if the Eagles are struggling and losing games, yeah, of course, there's going to be people that are questioning whether Nick Sirianni should be the head coach or whatever. Yeah, I mean, so that should happen. Is it reality? I mean, it would have to get so bad.
Nah, Nick Sirianni's not going anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to look at the players first.
Yeah, most likely.
They're going to look at the coach, unless the coach is costing you games.
Yeah.
That's different.
And I don't see that happening. At least not. Listen, we'll see at the end of the season, but I mean, 8 or 9 wins would be the lowest that I would go with this team this year. All right, what's next?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't think I know QB mechanics? Sal Pal from Bristol.
There you go. I think he was from Eagles practice as well, Sal, or somewhere there. But yeah, I mean, Sal said that today on the Dan Patrick Show that the velocity is there and the mechanics and everything else is there. And all I just said, I haven't heard that from a lot of people this offseason that have been in every practice. All right, let's finish up on some phones, and then we're going to have to decide who's getting in the league. Lewis in Delaware. Hi, Lou.
Hey, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, how we doing?
How you doing, Lou?
What's up, Lewis?
And first, let me apologize. I have not been keeping up with my calls with you guys. Been busy with life. I mean, I'm sure you guys can understand.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But got a chance to listen in today, and when I heard this fantasy talk, man, I just went nuts. I mean, to be able to get on you guys' league, I mean, you gotta know your stuff. I mean, let's talk about some different changes that happened this season. I mean, do you think Devontae Adams' worth is going to be the same having Derek Carr as quarterback versus having Aaron Rodgers last year? You think Travis Kelce's value is going to go up more being that Tyreek Hill's gone? I mean, there's a couple things that I've noticed this year, you know, and I mean, first off, I wouldn't want to be interested if it's not going to be a 12-man league. I can imagine the picks you guys are going to pull off. But as far as my pick goes, I like Wanda. I would take Wanda. I would like
Wanda.
Wanda.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, ever since I've heard it, like I said, I'm going to be calling in every single day because I feel like fantasy football and, you know, football, I mean, yes, of course it's the same deal, but slightly different. I mean, waiver wires is definitely the second most important thing to do versus how well you draft.
No, agreed. You can say, and appreciate it, Lewis, you can save your season with a waiver wire pickup.
You know, a lot of these callers, when it comes to fantasy football time, the Marks from his fantasy league, they're a lot like Ben Simmons for the All-Star game. Where it's
they
like,
show up late. Yeah,
yeah. It's like, oh, I'm going to be a big part of the show. And then it's like, as soon as it's over,
they just want to get in the league.
Yeah, then you hear from him next August when we're talking about it.
Yeah, it's like Angry Al.
Is this a first-time, long-time spot that we may have?
Ooh, I love a good first-time, long-time spot.
Right? Because there are the second, not that they're second tier as far as content, they just don't call in the same frequency. Like Matt in Pottstown's one of my favorite callers.
Maybe
but
one day we designate no repeat callers. So no Mad Mike, no Chuck, no OG Wade, and it's a first time, long time only day to get
first time, long
there you
time.
Go. Mm. That's a good way to get a new contestant in.
Yeah.
Yoshi, I got like 30 seconds. I wanted to get you in, though. I'm sorry, Yoshi. What's up? How are you?
It's okay. Hey, man, what's name? Like, I don't even know what I got to say. I got 30 seconds.
That's your intro.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
Yeah, we heard that.
You hear that? My wife just nominated me. I ain't nominate myself.
Oh, okay. That's what that
Yoshi
is.
Yoshi is being nominated. Well, Yoshi, you're going to have more chances to get in.
Yes.
But it's not going to be today. Sorry. Jack Fritz, when we tabulate the Twitter votes, the text line votes, the caller votes, where do we stand on this thing, do you think?
Yes, and as the commissioner of this fantasy football league, I believe my eye test does come into account here. Are you shaking your head in there? A little questionable?
I don't even know what you're going to say. I just want to get out what my vote is. Can I get out my vote?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
I got Chuck and Mount Airy. Chuck.
Wow, Chuck and Mount Airy.
Yeah, Chuck and Mount Airy. Well, he won the poll. He won the voters' poll.
Yeah.
37%.
Yeah, I don't care what Twitter wants in this league, frankly. Not a big Twitter guy as well. As a commissioner of this league, welcome to the Marks and Reese Fantasy Football League. Wade and Chester.
Oh,
come on.
Wade gets it with the least amount of votes?
Don't care. That's because of a bad Twitter question by yours truly. The callers today threw their support behind OG Wade, and I'd like to welcome to the Fantasy Football League.
Wow.
Wade and Chester. OG Wade.
Yep.
The first.
Slipping his way into the league.
The first team in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League.
And boy, will we have to hear about this for the next 3 weeks, how he was the number one draft pick overall, first guy in the league,
smartest guy.
Yeah, get ready, Marks and Reese listeners, to hear more of your favorite football expert.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be even more full of himself. Coming up next.
And he better come to the draft party.
Oh, yeah. It needs to be.
Oh, yeah, he will.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
All right, coming up next is...
now you need to worry about who else you put in the league then.
I don't know if we can...
That's a good point.
I don't think we can invite one member from Mount
Yes, so this actually eliminates...
OG Wade getting in the league eliminates a couple of guys already.
Well, Mike, listen, we could get security there.
Chuck, I'm sorry. Won't happen this year, buddy. I can go ahead and... Or eliminate you
because
right
if they were both there, there would either be a need for a police call or they'd be best friends.
No way I'm dealing with that.
It's a good point, Ike. Get free Xfinity internet at home through the Affordable Connectivity Program. Qualifying customers can get a $29.95 a month value free. Just go to Xfinity.com/free or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Gillio's coming up next. Phil's and Marlins. Talk to you tomorrow. Everybody, see you. Hey, listen, let's talk about Flag and Anthem for a second. So, you know you're looking for some new gear. It's not the end of summer yet, right? You still got half the summer to go, or at least a good month or so to go, 2 months with good weather. So get to flagandanthem.com right now. They have so many different summer things left. Enjoy what summer has to offer. Soak it in and get the Made Flex Performance Polos. You can wear that to the golf course. You can use it in the office. You can wear it if you're relaxing in the backyard and you never have to change your shirt, right? So get to flagandanthem.com. Stock up on all the gear that you need. The code to use at checkout's WIP. That'll get you 25% off your order. Code WIP, flagandanthem.com. Premium quality clothes without the premium price tag.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.